Today on our Ideas Matter segment, we check in with the Vermont Humanities Council to talk about their program, Standing Together, Veterans Book Groups. We're joined by Michael Heaney, a retired American history professor, lawyer, and a wounded combat veteran of the Vietnam War. In 1965 and 66, he served in Vietnam with the 1st Cavalry Division as infantry platoon leader. Much of his post-war life has been devoted to working with combat veterans and to writing, teaching, and leading discussions about war and veteran-related matters. He's been interviewed in film for inclusion in Ken Burns' documentary about the Vietnam War, expected to be released next year. He's serving as the discussion leader for 2 Vermont Humanities Council's veterans book groups, part of NEH's Standing Together initiative. Also with us is Amy Cunningham, Director of Community Programs at the Vermont Humanities Council. Thank you very much for being here, Amy. Thank you. And Michael, thank you.
Well, glad to be here. Thanks.
Very nice to have you. So Amy, set us up here as to how this whole thing got to came together, Standing Together, Veterans Book Groups.
Sure. So the Humanities Council has a long track record of running reading and discussion programs. We continue to run them in libraries all over the state. And in the last 10 years, we've conducted really successful reading discussion groups with healthcare providers in hospitals around the state. So when the NEH, the National Endowment for the Humanities, decided to start this initiative, Standing Together, which is specifically about promoting understanding of military experience and supporting returning veterans. When that initiative came through and there was this idea of doing book groups, especially for veterans, we thought that it was a perfect fit for us. It's something we've had experience in doing and something that, most importantly, would be really worthwhile. And we have a long-standing relationship with the VA Medical Center in White River Junction, and so we were thrilled to jump on board.
When it comes to the actual groups and what they want, how much latitude do they have in picking the books?
That's a great question. So one of the key pieces of this program is that it's led by a team of facilitators. So there's one person who serves as kind of the traditional scholar who leads the book discussion, and a second person who wears the hat of a clinician. So someone that might be a social worker and a chaplain or a counselor, so that together as a team, they can really support the group. So before the groups meet, that team of people identifies the readings. And I should mention that this is a part of a pilot project that the Maine Humanities Council started. And so before we undertook any groups, they provided us with a very thorough list of really thoughtful potential readings that we might use. And I know Michael could speak to this. He kind of took that list and considered it and then brought his own knowledge to bear and created a really thoughtful series of books for the veterans to read.
So I'll let you pick it up, Michael. Tell us how you took that list and worked with it.
Well, the list was very good, very comprehensive, and of course longer than anybody could ever use in one reading group. So, but that's where I started, and also took from my own experience teaching college courses about the Vietnam War, and also working with veterans who were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, primarily Vietnam War veterans. I did that for about 15 years, and that was a very different, of course, a very different kind of program than college courses are. But in that one, we got to go out in the woods on little Outward Bound type expeditions with veterans and talk, especially in the evening around a campfire, about our wartime experiences, and sometimes talk about specific pieces of literature that either the veterans themselves would bring up or that I would bring up as being useful to people who had similar experiences. And we put together a syllabus of books that are all pretty well regarded in the literary world, and mostly written by veterans of different wars. The current so-called global war on terror, Iraq and Afghanistan primarily, and the Vietnam War. So that's where we came. And we try to, as a facilitator, I try to keep open to suggestions as the reading group is going along, suggestions that come from other veterans about books they'd like to read, or maybe a different group in the future could read, or selections, shorter selections from books or poems, or even other pieces of art.
So as I mentioned in the introduction, you are serving as the discussion leader of two of the Vermont Humanities Council's veterans book groups. So what are you reading?
Well, for the first group, which is being held, we're almost done. We've had four sessions, and we have our fifth and final session later this month. That's at the White River Junction Veterans Medical Facility in here in Vermont. And for that one, we've read, or will have read, four complete books, starting with Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, then moving to the first Iraq War. We read a book called Jarhead by Anthony Swofford for that, and then bringing it into more recent times, we just finished talking about a book called Redeployment by a fellow named Phil Cly, who that book won the National Book Award last year.
Sure.
And so obviously is well regarded in literary circles. And then the last book we're going to read, we're going to talk about, is Sebastian Junger's book called War, about following a group of soldiers in Afghanistan. And we complement those full memoirs or treatments with, as I said, with shorter war poetry, mainly poems written by veterans of various wars. And we look at some pictures, iconic pictures, photos, that kind of thing. But we're as Amy said, this is a pilot program. We're sort of still in the experimental stage, trying to figure out what is the best sort of reading list for this population. And we're going to be very interested to hear how the vets themselves, the participants themselves, evaluate and assess the program when it's over, and you know, consider any suggestions they may make for content.
What are the discussions like, Michael?
That's a great question. the second group I'm working at hasn't started yet, so my experience in this is limited to the first four sessions of this first pilot group. But each session has been different in terms of discussion. And like any group of people who come together initially as strangers, maybe some of them have, you know each other a little bit, but we're basically a room full of strangers to each other. And the group had to evolve. Everybody had to learn a little bit about the others and get comfortable talking about literature, talking about their own wartime experiences. And I have to say that's progressed very well. Discussions range from very specific comments about pieces of the literature that we've read to stories about what some of us have experienced when we're in the service. And those stories range, as you can imagine, from pretty intense and sad and disturbing on the one hand, to very funny, humorous, you know, day-to-day things that happen to all soldiers who go overseas to fight. And what flows from all of that are more personal one-on-one discussions that continue after a given session is over, as we get to know one another. And it's very satisfying. And I have tried to back off being a you know, a professor type. I one of the vets very cogently pointed out to me one day, I was sounding too much like the teacher, and I'm supposed to be just a facilitator to make sure the discussion keeps going. So I've tried very hard to morph into that. These are all bright guys and with a lot to say, and the secret to success, I think, is to just to create an atmosphere with some good material so that they can share what's on their minds and talk about it and develop their own thinking.
Amy, we just have about a moment left here, but just talk a little bit about how you're working with the other humanities councils and the NEH, because it's not just you, it's, 12 other states.
Yeah. That's 11 right. Other states, so the main humanities council has spearheaded this specific from Veterans Book Group initiative, and they've got the track record. They developed that literature and medicine program of reading and discussion with healthcare providers that I mentioned previously. So they invited us to come on board, and there were, as you mentioned, there's 11 other states who've come on board, and we've all agreed to undertake at least 3 of these groups, and we're all kind of in the midst of them, and the initial reports are that they've been really successful, and the sense is that the work is very worthwhile, so we're hopeful that it will continue. As Michael mentioned, we've got one starting at Norwich University. It actually starts next Tuesday, open to anyone who served in the military, and there's still space for folks to sign up for that one. And then we're working with the Vet Center up in South Burlington, Vermont, and that session will start in June, and that's one that Michael is facilitating as well. So I'd encourage any veterans in Vermont who might be interested to contact us to get involved.
Well, it's wonderful work, and you can indeed contact the Humanities Council and find out more information. We have the information on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable, but you can also go to vermonthumanities.org/veterans-book-groups, vermonthumanities.org/veterans-book-groups. And again, that link is posted on our website as well, wamc.org. Michael Heaney and Amy Cunningham, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the great work you're doing, and best of luck.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Great pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.